And there you have it. Thank you so much for everybody who tuned in tonight. This was, of course, the World FM premiere of the latest album from Unit Pit, Society for Art and Critical Awareness here in Vancouver, with their new album compilation, Sound of the Sun, Volume 1. Of course, big thanks to the curation from Catherine and Marisa, as well as recording, mastering, and project support from Nick Short, artwork by Martin Stoik, Catherine de Montreuil, and Marisa Kriangwiwat Holmes.
Nice. It's Marisa here with Kat. Oh. I'm just going to talk a little bit about Manuel's work. Manuel Munoz's work, Distorties Like a Melody in My Head. That was the first track of the last two that we played. Manuel holds a Master's of Architecture from UBC and a Bachelor's of Science from University of Toronto. It was at these schools that he focused on third space environments and ghost stories, hydrology cycles, and the phantom third rhythms of minimalist music, respectively. Strips of magnetic tape are woven into the wall-to-wall carpeting of his bedroom. A little bit about the track is that it's about archiving. A perfect circle only exists in quick glimpses of the sun, as even the residue seen behind your eyelids was distorted when you looked away. Milankovitch cycles, wow and flutter, anthropogenic stressors, music, muscle fatigue, VHS, remnants, decay, heat, death, and diminishing returns. Some NASA scientists believe that the time for reversing our effect on the environment ended in the 2000s, coincidentally with the obsolescence of tape. At best, we were in a period of damage control, and at worst, dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. And the last track you heard there, closing off side B of the album, was by Jamie Reimer, called Lost in the Antiphon. Jamie Reimer is a musician, performance maker, composer, and educator from Winnipeg, Manitoba. From choral music to field recording practices, Jamie explores voice, human and otherwise. She was recently awarded the Robert Fleming Prize from the Canada Council for the Arts for her ongoing creative research about bioacoustics and amphibian chorusing. Lost in the Antiphon is an excerpt from a larger production titled Soft Tongues, a bioacoustic opera. The work is part of an ongoing investigation into amphibian choruses, bioacoustics, and speculative choral music. This track grew out of a partnership with the Amphibian Natural History Lab at the University of Campinas during a residency undertaken during the 2022 spring mating chorus season. Frog recordings made in the field by the artist are combined with recordings of recently extinct frogs accessed through the sound archive at the lab and sampled choruses of Jamie's own voice. The emergent erotic vocal networks of mating choruses get quieter with each year as amphibians face endangerment the world over. And that's all the tracks that we have.
Amazing.
For today.
Thank you so much. Of course, for those who want to listen to this album, the easiest way is to go to the Unit Pit website, unitpitt.ca, and just click on the lovely artwork that says Sound of the Sun, Volume 1. It will take you directly to a page which features streaming links. You can stream the album on SoundCloud, as well as a few dates and times, of which, hey, tonight's date is there on CGSF. Excellent. And then, again, what is the date and time of the cassette launch?
Yeah, we're going to have a cassette launch on July 28th at 9 p.m. with a performance by Jane Harms. And so we'll have our cassette tape launch. There's also, prior to that, Unit Pit's AGM, Annual General Meeting, very important.
Big ups.
So that's at 866 East Broadway. And you can find more information tomorrow through our social media. That's at Unit Pit, so UNITPITT. Same for Instagram and Twitter.
Excellent. I would just like to kind of, you know, add a little bit of thought on this. I really enjoyed the curation and also the diversity and the textures that we heard across this album. It wasn't just pop-influenced electronic. It wasn't just weird experimental ambient. It was a very nice melange and a blend of everything. And I feel that this kind of art and this kind of music is so essential, because we hear a lot of, for lack of a better word, middle-of-the-road music. So it's really important that we feature independent local music here. That's kind of one of our mission statements.
Yeah.
So thank you again so much for bringing this up. It was really nice to have high quality recordings as well that we could share with our radio broadcast.
Yeah, shout out to Nick Short for that and all the artists. A lot of artists did their own recordings at home. Nick did a recording of a couple tracks and Nick mastered all of them. So
yeah,
excellent work.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Of course, no problem.
Kind words.
For those of you who are interested, this program will be available shortly thereafter on the CJSF website. Just be sure to check out our featured programs. We'll have this available in MP3 format. And of course, go to the concert on July 28th.
And yeah, thank you to all of the artists who were part of this.
Oh, yes.
It's seriously been
such a treat.
Yeah, it's been so nice, like from the very beginning, like just listening through everyone's submissions and getting this compilation together was, yeah, it's just been really amazing.
We'll just run down that list of artists for everybody who's tuning in. We had Pari, A Radiant Resonance, Atama Itai, Osaka Sun, B. Michael, 2121, Ogeneo Fegor Obuoma featuring Ono Sholema Ikwolegbe, In Conversation with Time, Jane Harms, The Weekend of the Year, Lida Pauliuk featuring B. West, Cruel Summer, Absolute Value of Noise, Circuits That Wake Up with the Sun, Stefana Fertilla featuring Tess Degenstein, I Want to Leave This Earth Behind, short story, Manuel Munoz, Distorties Like a Melody in My Head, and finally, Jamie Reimer, Lost in the Antiphon. Some really, really beautiful stuff. And of course, make sure to grab a cassette when you're at that event. I'm sure they'll be going fast.
Yes.
They sure will.
Anything else you'd like to add for our radio audience?
Oh, thank you so much, Connor. You were great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Big ups to Catherine and Marissa. Here we are so thankful for Unit Pit, the planting the flag of artist-driven and artist-led statements. It's so important because we are a non-commercial radio station here, and it's one of our kind of founding pillars that we support independent and local art here and do our best to raise awareness about that. We're going to play a few tracks here to kind of close out our hour. This first one is from a Canadian artist out of Toronto, Elcon, and it's called Alphorn Tape Loop 1 from her album The Isolator. Thank you so much to everybody who tuned in to this special program. Again, you can check out Unit Pit at unitpitt.ca.